So how do organizations with traditional customer service channels get started in services through social channels? Let me give you three steps that are absolutely fundamental to this effort. Number one is to begin by listening. You don't just walk into a room and start talking. And the same thing's true in the social world. I recall an executive who works with an automobile manufacturer standing behind a computer with several others on her team as the organization flipped the switch on a new social media listening tool they had. And the conversations, blogs, tweets, Facebook posts, feedback sites began scrolling across the screen. Comments about the company's products and services and policies and brand. Some of them were good, but more often they weren't so good. And she described the urge to sit down and begin responding right then and there. And to think they hadn't been. It was like putting a snorkel mask on and jumping off a boat into the Caribbean water. A whole new world became visible. So begin by listening. Number two is learn. Learn from the conversations across social sites. You can determine where you'll be most effective. You can't be everywhere at once. So most begin by looking for leverage. Where are those areas that we can have the most impact? And then number three is dialogue. Join the conversation. With the one-to-many nature of social interactions, you can often prevent similar contacts from other customers. So the ROI, the return on investment, can be immediate, can be very compelling. As you get better at identifying and handling interactions, you'll be positioned to evolve into a more sophisticated approach geared around criteria such as a customer's influence, root cause analysis, marketplace opportunities. Listen, learn, and dialogue. Join the conversation.